It's your turn. Okay, we're going to go to 92, For the Beauty of the Earth. We certainly are experiencing that.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. This lovely, lovely day that Jesus and God have created for us. In our messages today, we're going to hear that Jesus wants us to love one another. He doesn't care if you're white, or you're black, or you're purple, or you're orange, or you're yellow, or you're straight, or you're gay, or you're liberal, or you're not liberal. He wants us to love one another. Can we please rise for a call to worship? And just as when Sarah's here, you will be the bowl, and I, for the first time in my life, will be the non-bowl. God calls us to worship this morning.
I have
have two. Marilyn Melhuis had her hip replaced on the weekend, or excuse me, on Thursday, and is going to Lakeshore today. And I told her I would ask for prayers for her quick healing. And my brother was hospitalized. They found out what was wrong. They fixed it. He is home. So prayers for healing for my brother Phil.
I'd like prayers for my good friend, Nancy Johnson, and her family, as her husband passed away last Monday, and his service was in Two Rivers on Friday. So prayers for the family.
I'd like prayers for our granddaughter, Jenny. Her sight is dimming, and she is scared to death. And although the last test for her brain tumor shows it is sinking, so they have no idea what's causing this.
Any other joys, concerns? Things people want to do up in prayer? So let's take a quiet moment, reflect on our God and our Savior Jesus Christ, lift up our private joys and our public joys and our private concerns and our public concerns in prayer. Gracious God, you are alive and moving through all the earth. In this incredibly fractured world, help us even better understand how we can be your healers, your repairers, and your justice seekers. Enter our lives, O loving Spirit. Help us to learn to pray for our enemies, love our neighbors. Teach us how to live in your beautiful neighborhood. As Jesus taught his disciples on the last day, on his last day on earth, let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And okay, all right, so sorry about that. So in the garden is number 314 in your item. Please rise. let's take a moment to pass the peace of Christ.
Thank you.
passage, the scripture readings, and the time with children, so please give him your undivided attention.
Good morning.
So if I could have all of the kids of the church come up and join me for today's children message.
Brad, give him the microphone.
Oh, is it not working?
Oh, you're going to turn it on. Yeah.
It's all new.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Awesome. Glad to hear it. All right. So this morning for the children's message, I have a few questions for you. Okay? So, could I have the next slide, please? Awesome. So do you guys know what that is up there? Awesome. That's great. Can I have the next one? And do you guys know what that is? Yes. So now we have a welcome mat and a store open that says, welcome, we are open. So, like, why do people have those? Do you guys know? Like, what's the purpose of having those? Perfect. Yes, they tell people that to come in and that they are welcome. Well, did you guys know that God and Jesus has welcome mats and open your all welcome signs? Do you guys know that? You did? Well, guess what? His welcome mats and his open signs are actually us. We are supposed to be his welcome. And that's exactly what you said, to let people know that they are welcome, right? So God calls all of us as children of God, right? He calls all of us to accept everyone and to welcome everybody so that they know that they too belong. So I'd just like to thank you guys for joining me up here today, and I think that you guys know where to go for the Sunday service, or children, you know, Sunday school, there we are. Thank you guys. So I've got some scripture for you guys this morning, and it is in your insert. Awesome. So I will be reading the one, and I ask that you guys read the minute, please. So the first verse today comes from Matthew 19, verses 13 through 15. Some people brought children to Jesus so that he would place his hands on them and pray. But the disciples scolded them. Our next verse today comes from Mark chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Many tax collectors and sinners were eating with Jesus and his disciples. Indeed, many of them had become his followers. When some of the legal experts from among the Pharisees saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, "Why is he eating with sinners and tax collectors?"
When Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Healthy people don't need a doctor, but sick people do.
So our third selection today comes from Matthew 5, verses 43 through 44. You heard that it was said, you must love your neighbor and hate your enemies.
But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who harass you, so that you will be acting as children of your Father who is in heaven.
And our last scripture reading today comes from John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35. I give you a new commandment, love each other. Just as I have loved you, you also must love each other.
This is how everyone will know that you are my disciples, when you love each other.
Thank you guys so much. So I was told that Pastor Sarah likes to give out homework assignments during the summer. So I was told to just hand this out, and that you guys would know what to do with it. So if you guys just want to pass that out, thank you so much. Awesome. It's going to be interesting. Okay. So, again, good morning, everyone. So, if I have not met you guys, my name is Kelby Werner, and I am a college student up at the University of Minnesota, up in the Twin Cities. And during the summer, I've been blessed with the opportunity to be the summer intern at First United Methodist Church, or as you guys may know it, the Copper Top. And over at the Copper Top, they've had me helping with all different kinds of ministry, you know, like youth, like adult going out on mission trips, all that stuff, with the eventual goal that I will someday become a fully-fledged pastor of the United Methodist Church. So I would just like to thank all of you guys for having me here today and letting me grow in my faith journey. So before I begin, let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this beautiful Sunday morning that you have given to us. Lord, I ask that you give me the words that you would like me to speak, Lord. And I ask that you open up all of our hearts so that we may receive the message that you want us to receive, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, so right now at the Copper Top, we're in the midst of our summer sermon series called Jesus Said... So in this sermon series, we're taking a look at many of the subjects that Jesus touched on in his ministries and seeing how we can apply his teaching to our everyday lives. With that in mind, today's subject is, Jesus said, we all belong. While preparing for this service, I talked with Pastor Sarah, who made it clear to me that all people are accepted into this church. This is fantastic. And let me tell you that your family in Christ over at the Copper Top fully agrees with this and embraces it. Through this welcoming attitude, we are saying to the world, we accept you for how God made you to be. So, now there are many groups and people who agree with this motto, but as you may have seen for yourself, in this world of ours, that's not always the case. There are still people, groups, and ideologies that persecute people based on their skin color, religious beliefs, disability, gender, age, and sexual orientation. Now, there are many more things that I could add to this list, but I think that you get the point. In fact, even our own denomination, the United Methodist Church, is guilty of this through our ongoing talks about human sexuality. It can feel like our society is just very polarized on almost every issue. We see this with or against us attitude on the news and social media, with people making generalizations and assumptions about one another without even speaking to each other. Doesn't it seem like our society is good at judging and building walls between people? Now, while they didn't have the news or social media when Jesus was preaching, these same walls existed between people and groups at that time, too. The topic of inclusivity and acceptance is very prevalent throughout Jesus' ministry, and he was constantly working to tear down these walls and bring people together in fellowship. A good example of this is in Matthew 19, verses 13 through 15. So, at this point in time, Jesus was preaching to a large crowd in Judea and answering questions that some people had. Now, at some point during the day, some parents brought their children forward to meet and to pray with Jesus. We'll let the Bible take it from here. Please read this again with me. Do you mind if I have the next slide? Awesome. Thank you. All right. Some people brought children to Jesus so that he would place his hands on them and pray. But the disciples scolded them. Allow the children to come to me, Jesus said. Don't forbid them, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to people like these children. Then he blessed the children and went away from there. You see, in their society, children had a low cultural status. Children were very much meant to be seen and not heard. This may have been one of the reasons why the disciples scolded the parents. But Jesus did not care what society had to say about these children. He called them up and blessed them, as they too belong in the kingdom of heaven. Through this story, Jesus calls for us to accept and welcome others for who they are and bring them into the outstretched arms of Christ. Now, while this task is important, this is not the only task that Jesus calls for us to do. Jesus said this in Matthew 5, verses 43 through 44. Let's again read this together. You heard that it was said, you must love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who harass you, so that you will be acting as children of your Father who is in heaven. Through these verses, Jesus calls for us to respect and be in a relationship with people who we disagree with, and even people who we perceive as hating us for something completely out of our control. Love your enemies. This, my friends, can be hard. Jesus is calling for us to reach out a welcoming hand and talk with people who may hold vastly different opinions on a multitude of different topics. When confronted by somebody with an opposing opinion, it is just human nature to either leave or to get defensive and argue. But Jesus shows us how to reach out this hand. He does this in Mark chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. So Jesus was again preaching to a large crowd and spreading the good news. And when the time came to have a meal, Jesus called out to a local tax collector named Levi and joined him for that meal. The scripture explains the situation. Let's read together. Many tax collectors and sinners were eating with Jesus and his disciples. Indeed, many of them had become his followers. When some of the legal experts from among the Pharisees saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, "Why is he eating with sinners and tax collectors?" When Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Healthy people don't need a doctor, but sick people do. I didn't come to call righteous people, but sinners." In their society, tax collectors were often seen in a negative light as they worked with the Romans. Along with this, they just had a general reputation for being distrustful. The Bible goes on to describe the other people sitting at the table as sinners. It would have been easy for Jesus to just ignore these people outright. But instead, Jesus acknowledged them and sought these people out. He purposefully sat down with them, ate with them, and talked with them. He knew that the best way to reach people was through dialogue and discussion, not by ignoring or insulting them. A modern-day example of this comes from the story of Daryl Davis, who did just that. Daryl Davis is an African-American blues musician, and one day while he was playing at a restaurant, a white man walked up to him and told him that he had never seen a black man play music like that before. Well, Daryl was confused by this, so he asked the man to explain. After further conversation, Daryl learned that this man was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. Can you imagine what Daryl must have felt like sitting there with him? Sitting with someone who claimed to be in a group which called him an inferior person, sometimes violently. Instead of standing up and leaving, which was well within his rights, Daryl decided to stay, talk, and share a drink with this man. This experience led Daryl to seek out and get in touch with other members of the Ku Klux Klan. He would sit down with them and have a dialogue with them, and in doing so, became friends with some of these people. It has been over 30 years since he has begun doing this, and through his use of conversation and discussion, he has had 200 members of the Ku Klux Klan give up their membership and turn over their robes to him. Now, he keeps these robes and hoods in his closet to remind himself of how much good he did by sitting down and talking with people. He told an interviewer that he sits down and listens to these people. He said to them, "Give them a platform. You challenge them. But you don't challenge them rudely or violently. You do it politely and intelligently. And when you do things that way, chances are they will reciprocate and give you a platform. Now, my friends, I am not standing up here today telling you that this is an easy thing to do. Daryl himself was met with complete rejection by some people, and on various occasions, he was met with violence from others. But his strategy of sitting down and opening a dialogue changed many lives. Sitting down and opening a dialogue can create wonderful moments of understanding between people. This topic of radical love can be seen everywhere in Jesus' ministry, even on the night of the Last Supper that he shared with his disciples. So during the Last Supper, Jesus said this to his disciples in John chapter 13, verses 34 to 35. Please read this with me.
I give you a new
commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you also must love each other. This is how everyone will know that you are my disciples, when you love each other. When you love each other. Please know, friends, that this kind of loving relationship does not mean that we are called to accept harmful behavior or to tolerate abuse. Going back to the story of Daryl Davis, his conversational approach was not always welcome. On several occasions, he was threatened with weapons and physical, and even he was physically attacked. On these occasions, he had to defend himself. And when all was said and done, he took his attackers to court and won. But he was always willing to sit down, listen to, talk with, and share with people. This is exactly what Jesus is calling us to do. Our baptismal vows tell us to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms we may find it. Jesus' love calls us all to the table, calls us to work towards understanding one another, to break down the walls between us. He calls for us to respect each other for who God made us to be. He calls us to reach out a hand of love to whomever may need it, even if we must first stand against injustice. Jesus tells us that we all belong. So I'll leave you with this. Is there anyone in your life who needs somebody to extend a hand? To let them know that they too belong at the table? In my life, I'm going to commit myself to this. Will you? Amen.
Thank you.
Please rise. Generous God, you give us gifts and make them grow. But we are small, we are trying to grow too. Make us grow to your glory and the flourishing of your kingdom, to be generous and free like you, through our Lord Christ our Lord. Amen. Okay, announcements. There's a ton on the back. Multiple opportunities to come in this hot and sweaty week and support our van, help the church out. Newsletters, vacation Bible school, office help. Any other announcements? Catherine Larson.
Yes, I just wanted to say for this month only, the evening book group, which is Reading the Nightingale, which is fabulous, is going to meet on the 30th of July, not the week before, here in church.
Anybody else? Any other announcements? Sally Gerstler? Any announcements from you? Okay, and our last hymn is How Great Is Our God? It is on page 3003 in the Green Hymnal. Please rise.
Oh.
you. That was epic.
Now let us go out today with open hearts, set to receive what God calls us to do, knowing that God loves you just as God made you to be. May we also remember to extend that hand of welcome to whomever may need it, so that they too know that they too belong at the table. Go forth in peace.